Another day, another step towards financial catastrophe. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Biden is scheduled to meet with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the nation's debt ceiling. We have just weeks to go before the government is projected to run out of money to pay all of its bills. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So what are the chances of a major breakthrough coming out of that meeting today?
Well, first of all, the irony here is that both sides agree that we should raise the nation's borrowing limit. But it would seem that the Biden administration, at least, does not think the chances of a breakthrough are very good. The president is scheduled to travel tomorrow to a college north of New York City where he'll give a speech criticizing the spending cuts House Republicans want in exchange for raising the debt limit. So that really doesn't sound like the White House thinks there's going to be much progress today, Sabri.
Well, not much time left. What are the options going forward?
Yeah, not much time indeed. June 1st is the deadline, at least could be. In the words of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, outside of raising the debt limit, there are no good options. She told CNBC yesterday that if we get to June and the Treasury starts running out of money, the president would have to start prioritizing what gets paid and what doesn't. She's also reportedly been calling various CEOs of companies and trying to get the business community to exert pressure on Republican lawmakers to back down from their demands. And then to add another wrinkle to all of this, we have a lawsuit now filed by one of the unions representing government employees. And the lawsuit claims that the executive branch is constitutionally required to pay all of its bills. So it has to ignore the debt ceiling and keep issuing debt. It's hard to know right now, Sabri, what the courts will make of that.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The official start of the summer travel season is less than 3 weeks away, and it's gonna be a doozy. The TSA expects a possible record number of travelers to go through airports this summer. And as vacationers are making big plans, airlines have been hiring up a storm. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Summer is always one of the busiest times of year for air travel, right up there with Thanksgiving and Christmas. And last summer, most airlines didn't have nearly enough staff to deal with the demand. But Mike Stengel at Aerodynamic Advisory says they've been doing a lot of hiring recently for all kinds of positions.
Flight attendants, pilots, the ground staff, reservation agents.
And now, heading into this summer?
When you look at U.S. airlines, their total employment is actually above pre-COVID levels.
Even so, Henry Hardevelt at Atmosphere Research Group says airlines are still actively looking to hire. Pilots in particular, but most other positions too. Flight attendants, technicians, gate agents.
There's probably never been a better time to start an airline career. Salaries are up, hourly wages are up, benefits are better.
And he says a lot of these jobs have the potential to turn into good long-term careers. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Of course, a big question remains as to whether we'll see the flight delays and cancellations we saw last summer. In December, which was the last big travel season since the summer, a quarter of flights were delayed and nearly a third weren't on time. Air traffic controller shortages have led to airlines cutting flights in advance in places like New York. So there is that. As the relationship between the U.S. and China has deteriorated over the past decade, U.S. companies have increasingly been moving their manufacturing out of China and closer to home. This is what's called nearshoring. And so now in parts of Mexico, you've got a manufacturing boom. The BBC's Samira Hussein reports from Monterrey, Nuevo León.
Dawn breaks over Monterrey and the city rumbles into life. Geopolitical tensions thousands of miles away are birthing a manufacturing revival here. Welcome to Mexico's industrial heartland. The state of Nuevo León, where Monterrey is the capital, has been one of Mexico's manufacturing hubs for decades. The trade war between the U.S. and China has made it increasingly difficult to make goods in China and sell to America. The result? An explosion of new customers coming to Nuevo León. Take Plasti Exports. The company makes things like shelving for refrigerators and lids for washing machines. It recently built an enormous 8-square-mile facility to meet the growing demand. Baldwin Britton is Plasti Export's general director.
The last 5 years, we basically doubled our size. We expect in the next 2 years to double our size again.
So where are all these customers coming from?
China. The U.S. large conglomerates are moving their business from China to either the U.S. or Mexico. So Mexico has been a big recipient of additional business.
That practice is called nearshoring, when companies move their factories closer to them. It's already having an impact on trade. Nearly 35,000 trucks go to and from the U.S. and Mexico each day, according to the freight company Coyota Logistics. Last year, U.S.-Mexico trade was worth more than $660 billion, almost 20% more than a year before. And now China is investing in Mexico, too. Two Chinese firms are building a massive industrial park called Hofusan just nearby. All this new business means more jobs in Mexico. The mayor of Monterrey, Luis Donaldo Colosio Riojas, welcomes the economic boom but says it's testing the city's capacity.
We have more or less 100,000 new immigrants that come to the metro area of Monterrey and Nuevo León each year, which is not an organic way to grow. And we are struggling somewhat to accommodate all these people.
This rapid expansion is changing the makeup of the state and the country's position in global economics. If this pace of growth continues, Mexico could soon rival China as the world factory. In Mexico, I'm the BBC's Samir Hussein for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.